You're tuned to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. At least 150 homes are slated to be added to Jackson's affordable housing stock, but plans for the future of the Virginian RV park are still developing. And as KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports, the site may also host local businesses down the line.
Townhomes, apartments, and condos are all on the table for the five-acre lot off Snow King Avenue near the Teton County Library. But in a meeting this week, Housing Director April Norton said developers could choose to designate a portion of the likely four-story building commercial.
It's really supposed to be your barber, your corner store, like smaller non-residential uses.
Norton says the housing department doesn't want big restaurants or retail stores in the space, which was purchased to house local workers. And Teton County Commissioner Mark Newcomb says he doesn't want to see any businesses at all, as it could lead to public pushback.
This is a project that we are moving forward with for housing, and even if it's a small amount of commercial, it could easily be blown out of proportion and misconstrued. I just don't think we want to create barriers where we don't need to.
Others voiced concerns about parking and traffic. Elected officials supported the majority of the units being affordable or workforce housing, a mix of rentals and ownership. The project is slated to break ground in the summer of 2025. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Teton County and Jackson officials will continue discussions around the future of the Virginian RV park in October before letting developers submit specific plans. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced a big investment this week in the Western Sagebrush ecosystem. On the Wind River Reservation yesterday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Deputy Director Shiva Sundarsan said the agency is investing more than $10.5 million in sagebrush conservation. The funding comes through the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Eastern Shoshone Tribal Chairman John St. Clair says of the new funding, more than $1 million will go to conservation projects with tribal communities to help deal with invasive cheatgrass on the reservation.
And it's detrimental to not only our cattle, horses, but also to the wildlife that come into this area. So we want to try to preserve that.
The money will support 59 projects that focus on habitat restoration, combating invasive species, and reducing the threat of wildfires. Stakeholders are taking another stab at sage-grouse protections in Wyoming, redrawing a draft map for the third time. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, they want public input again.
Wyoming is trying to prove to the federal government that it can protect sage-grouse, a bird that's long been teetering toward being listed as an endangered species. But if that happens, Wyoming officials argue it could change things like recreation and the energy and agriculture industry. Because where there's sagebrush, there's sage-grouse habitat. So it's a lot of land. To try to prevent that, Wyoming is proposing to beef up its state protections by adding on to its already 15 million acres of protected land. These areas have some restrictions for things like energy development. In the latest proposal, reflecting public comment, a few areas have been removed in the northeast and near Hanna. It's now open to public comment again through September 19th. The governor will then submit a final map to the feds for consideration. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.